The nest becomes emptier. Shayna completed her A-levels at the British International College in November 2006. It had always been part of her plans to move to London at some time. The time was March 2007. Brad had also decided to pursue his musical career in London, as there were better prospects there compared to South Africa. Jenny had a British passport, so it was easier to get Shayna a temporary residence permit. Brad already had a British passport. They were set and excited to start the next chapter of their lives. The plan was that they'd both stay together for the first couple of weeks with Shayna's mom, and then Brad would move into a place with a friend of his who was also moving to London. It was a difficult time for Shayna. She was excited about being closer to her mom, but sad to be leaving her father, her brother, and her friends. She was nervous about her future, as she was a natural-born worrier. It wasn't easy for her. A late-planned trip to America was necessary for Alessandro and me. It could not be postponed. It meant I had to say goodbye to my Shayna before I flew to America. Perhaps with hindsight, it was easier this way, for both of us. When I returned home, she was gone. She left me a most amazing and special letter. Dear Dad, I just wanted to say thank you for everything. I honestly would not have become the person I am today if it wasn't for you. And by this I'm including the good and bad times we shared. You've been more than a father and a friend. You've been a teacher and someone I could always rely on. I'm comforted in the fact that just because I'm moving to another country, this bond will continue to grow. It's much easier to become a father than to be one. You've helped me to grow into a hopefully mature young woman with the right perception of life and what it holds for me. I know in the beginning, living with each other, it was more difficult, but as I sit here typing this letter, it seems surreal that I won't continue to live with you. Not because of the materialistic positives you are able to provide, but because of the life I led while I was with you. Overall, spiritually, I know you are still a place I call home. Thank you for everything from the bottom of my heart. I love you more than words can express, and this letter can convey. I love you with all my heart. Shay. He didn't tell me how to live, he lived, and let me watch him do it. Clarence Buddington Kelland. I burst into tears. I could not contain my emotion. It wasn't that I was tired from a long and exhausting trip, it just cut me up. I could not have been more proud of Shayna, of what and how she wrote about our relationship, and what I meant to her. Since then, I've probably read her letter at least 30 times, and each time, without fail, I'm reduced to tears. Perhaps it is because we had such a challenging time developing our relationship, which has now become so very close. Or maybe she developed into the most amazing soul. I don't know why. I don't mind. It's just special. About a year later, Shayna provided me with the opportunity of sharing an incredibly special and rewarding moment with her. Brett, on the other hand, excelled in his studies for his Bachelor of Commerce marketing degree. I'm very proud of his results, his work ethic, his study discipline, and the leadership role he displayed with his fellow students. He never failed a semester or a year and received his degree at the end of 2006, achieving many distinctions. In fact, I worked out that in the 3 years of his degree, he received, on average, a distinction for more than 50% of the subjects he completed over the same period. That takes some doing. His final results were so good that he was invited to join a worldwide organization called the Golden Key Club, an organization representing most of the universities around the world, and each year they invite the top 100 students from each of the participating universities to join this elite club. This creates a network of some importance and value. The top 100 students are selected across all faculties in the university. Although Brett studied for a Bachelor of Commerce degree, his results were in the top 100 for the entire University of Johannesburg, formerly RAU. When Brett told me, I realized that he, in fact, did not fully understand the magnitude of his achievement. In 2007, Brett was selected to go for an honors degree in strategic management, for which he duly received 2 distinctions out of the 4 subjects, just missing a further 2 distinctions in the other 2 subjects by 1 and 2%. It was almost cum laude, something I believed he deserved and had worked so hard for. Now that he was well qualified for the business world from an academic point of view, it was only a question of time before he departed the nest. Only, unlike Shayna, in Brett's case, he would have to be pushed out, as he was more than happy in Dad's cozy nest. There's nothing like free board and lodging to create a squatter camp in your own home. I'm truly blessed with all my children. Each one is unique and very, very special.